Always on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty. Welcome to On Target, where I spin Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, all at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty. Are you ready? That's the question that Pacific Gas and Electric asked at the beginning, the track that came out in 1969 on the Columbia label. Are you ready? We've got such a show ahead of us that I need to know, are you ready? I went to a record show last week. It's the biggest one that happens in the city a couple of times a year, I believe. The only thing about this record show is that there's almost never any 45s. Even the vendors there that I know sell 45s in their stores don't bring 45s. And it's hit and miss. The ones that do come bring the same boxes that they bring every time. So once you've gone through it, you know what you're getting. So it's not quite as exciting as big city record shows, but I did pick up a few things, starting with the track that I played at the top by Pacific Gas and Electric. Now that's a big blues rock band, 9 members big, and they've got power, I tell you. They're a lot like Ides of March or Blood, Sweat, and Tears, that kind of thing. I really dig the vocals though. The lead singer, Charlie Allen, is very soulful, and in fact co-wrote that track. The flip side is a cover of Stagger Lee, which I'll probably play sometime in the future, but this is the track that caught my attention, and I hope it caught your attention enough to stick with me for the next hour, because I've got masses of fantastic stuff for you. We'll be right back.
like this, you know that it will break my heart. Please, oh my darling, you said that we would never part. Don't put me down like this. Please have mercy on me. I'm begging you, I'm begging you. I'm down on my bended knees. You know you've been my only love. Yes, that's true. And if you ever take up with someone new, I don't know what I'll do, baby. I said don't put me down like this. You got to listen one more time. I said don't put me down like this. I'm going right out of my mind. You know you're my only love. Yes, and that's true. And if you ever take up with someone new, I don't know what I'll do. Oh, don't put me down like this. You got to listen one more time. Don't, baby, put me down like this. I'm going stone out of my mind.
That was Derek Martin. I flipped over Daddy Rolling Stone, which I played last week. Don't Put Me Down Like This is the name of this track. Came out on the Cracker Jack label in 1963. And before that, a record that is a staple in every mod DJ's box, Candy and the Kisses, the 81 on Cameo, which came out in 1964.
Ring, I make a boom boom. Hello, I make a boom boom, a boom boom, a boom boom, a boom boom. Cause when the telephone goes ring ring, well then my heart goes boom boom. And when your voice says hello, well then again my heart goes boom boom. Cause you got me so excited, it makes no sense to fight it. And when my heart's delighted, that boom boom boom. And when I say can I come over and visit in your front room, well when your voice says please do, then again my heart goes boom boom. Cause you got me fascinated and so infatuated, that when my heart's elated I just zoom zoom zoom. And it's swell baby when I'm standing by your door, cause I know that in a minute I'll be in your arms once more. And when I make your door say knock knock, well then my heart goes boom boom. And when that kiss goes smack smack, well then again boom 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 boom. And as long as we're together, I just can't stop it never. I know I'm stuck forever with that boom boom boom.
Ring, I make a boom boom. Hello, I make a boom boom. A boom boom, a boom boom, a boom boom.
Stop it never. I know I'm stuck forever with that boom, 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 a boom, boom, a boom, boom, a boom, boom, a boom, boom.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You better find yourself another boom.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You talking round just like a dirty mule.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That mule is stubborn. Now ain't that a shame?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Because he's gone.
I'll tell you just how I feel,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Because I know
The similarity in those last couple of tracks. The one I just played is Don Gardner and Dee Dee Ford from 1963, I Need Your Lovin', which was written by Don Gardner and Bobby Robinson. Now, Bobby Robinson also owned the record label that it came out on, Fire Records, but he actually owned several record labels, including Everlast and Enjoy. Those of you living in New York may be aware of his record store, Bobby's Records and Tape Center, and also Bobby's Happy House, both of which were in Harlem, and he ran those record stores from the 1950s to the 1980s. He penned and produced numerous records, and this one is a powerhouse. I played it for you on the Canadian Barry label, and preceding that, I played Laverne Baker, a track called You Better Find Yourself Another Fool, which was produced by Burt Burns for Atlantic Records. Came out in 1964, so just a little bit after I Need Your Loving, but definitely has some similarities that cannot be denied. I started off that set with a guy named Pumpkin, a track called Boom Boom, which he wrote and produced, but it seems to be the only record he ever put out. Pumpkin is also known as J. Leslie McFarland or John McFarland, and put out one record on Cap as Johnny Jungletree. This one's pretty fantastic though. The second I heard it, I was hooked. From 1957, so early days, on the Brunswick label.
Yeah. This is Pat Lewis, and I'm listening to The Face Radio.
When we're all in a crowd and you catch your eye, and then you both smile, I feel safe inside. And when I'm with her, she talks about you, the things that you say, the things that you do.
It feels so good to know two people so in love, so in love.
They are friends of mine, they are friends of mine, and they've got something that's so hard to find. They are kings of mine, they are friends of mine, and they've got something you don't often find.
She takes your hand when the world stays outside. That's something to see, that's nothing. When I feel bad, when people disappoint me, that's when I need you to help me believe.
It feels so good to know two people so in love, so in love.
They are just on your day, they are full of mine, and they've got something that's so hard to find. They are kings of mine, they are friends of mine, and they've got something.
I decided to go into my archives for this Freak Beat Psych prog rock set, starting off with a band named The Mauds in a cheeky way spelled M-A-U-D-S, a track called Forever Gone on the Mercury label from 1968, followed that with The Zombies after they had broken away from the chains of Decca Records and were able to explore their musical genius. Thanks to Date Records, they released an album which many consider one of the greatest albums called Odyssey and Oracle. They had a hit off of that record called Time of the Season, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. This one is the flip side of the Time of the Season single called Friends of Mine, written by Chris White. Chris White, Rod Argent, and Colin Blunstone were the three powerhouses behind the Zombies. And the songwriting was split out pretty evenly between Chris White and Rod Argent, while Colin Blunstone is the unmistakable voice of the band. And I followed that with The Left Bank, an American, some might say, Baroque pop band from New York, who recorded four albums between 1965 and 1969, and then disbanded, but then reformed on different singular occasions in 71, 78, 2011, 2015, and on and on and on, 2020 even. And it's very unclear whether or not the band is still doing stuff, but they do pop up here and there. They did a version of the Four Tops Walk Away, Renee, which was a pretty big hit for them, but it's the flip side. I haven't got the nerve that really reeled me in. Although both tracks have the harpsichord, I really like how this track really leans on the harpsichord and gives it that something different. Played that for you on the Smash label from 1966.
Yeah. But when we daddy, daddy say he loves us all. Sometimes he leaves a shoddy, shoddy.
Let's just sleep, man.
Get back.
gotta shake your man. You're still in my way. Somebody get him up off me before I lose my mind. Need someone to love me, man, so I can stop this crying. My head's going boom, 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 boom.
This is The Face Radio.
And you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca, the official On Target website, for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, RoomPlay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com. Wow, that was outstanding. I started off with Johnny Maestro and the Crests. Come See Me, I'm Your Man is the name of that track on the Parkway label from 1966. After that, We're in the Middle. I always thought of that song as like kids in the middle of a divorce and arguing parents. I don't know what it was meant to be. Maybe the feeling that the population of the world was in the middle of countries fighting, and it was meant to be some kind of war protest song. But regardless, it's considered a Northern Soul song, and I love it. LJ Reynolds is the artist. It's on the Monique label, came out in 1971. Followed that with former Temptations lead singer David Ruffin. After he left the band and went solo, still staying with Motown, so this track came out on Motown. 1971, Each Day is a Lifetime. And finally, the Manhattans. Last week I played a Manhattans track from the early 60s, and then I just came across this really lovely track from 1973 called Loneliness on the Deluxe label. And I just think it's a really interesting to see the progression of an act that probably started out as a doo-wop act, went into R&B, and then 70s soul.
this song got its start. I sing this song about you, 'cause baby I can't live without you singing love songs. I'm singing love songs. I'm singing love songs. Singing about my baby.
Singing about my baby.
I'm singing about my woman.
Singing about my woman.
Listen, your sweet voice is like music to my ears. It's like a song that only I can hear. It's as sweet as a rose. Heaven only knows. I'm singing love songs. I'm singing love songs. Singing love songs. Singing about my baby.
Singing about my baby.
Singing about my woman.
Young Folk from 1967, Northern Soul track called Lonely Girl on the Marvelous label. Before that, the Artistics' Love Song on Brunswick from 1967, and started everything off there with Sonny Charles and the Checkmates Limited. This track is called Do You Love Your Baby? It was written by Sonny Charles. It came out on the A&M label in 1969. And the flip side is a cover of Proud Mary, which is actually very interesting. So I'll play it for you next week. That way you'll have something to look forward to. Huh? Listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England on modradiouk.net.
Your body, then the liquid passing all into all.
Love is hot.
Love is hot.
Truth is molten.
Choo 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 choo. The sun is hanging while the leaves cut. Ting ting tiny little baby rag. Sleepily she looked. He filled the rubber cup. Holding her gaze. She took a little saddle. While this song is played.
Now,
Boo, 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 ba-da-ba-jack-o.
What's my name?
we're gonna leave a mark now. We're gonna leave a mark now. Oh, we're gonna leave a mark now, baby. Now we're going through.
That was Minneapolis blues rock quintet Crow with their first 45, Gonna Leave a Mark, which came out on a small Hollywood, California label, Amaret, which was absorbed by MGM Records in about 1969. Before that, I played a track that you might be saying to yourself, dude, what are you doing? You're playing Donovan now? Is he Maud? Well, no, I don't consider Donovan Maud, but in actual fact, that is a Jeff Beck track. And the Jeff Beck group did a bunch of stuff with different vocalists, like Rod Stewart was a vocalist with the group for quite a while. Donovan did a couple of things too. The marquee of this record is Donovan and Jeff Beck group, with a little asterisk next to the Jeff Beck group because they were signed to EMI Records. And so by permission of EMI Records, they were allowed to record with Pi Records, where Donovan was a pretty big deal at the time. So he got top billing, but in my mind, and as far as I'm concerned, the billing is flipped. This track is super fuzz psych, and I consider this track to be very Maud. It was produced by Mickey Most. The track's called Goo Goo Barabajaggle, Love is Hot. It was recorded in the UK in 1969 and came out on the Pi label. I played it for you on the American Epic label. And I started everything off there with something I like to call accidental ska. It's an instrumental by the Buddy Brennan Quartet called The Chase. And instead of having the beats on 1 and 3, there's an upbeat on 2 and 4. Which makes it ska. And that came out in 1959 on the Wingate label. And whether they meant to or not, they completely nailed it. I'm gonna leave you off now with Cilla Black doing a rendition of You've Lost That Love and Feeling, which I found on the UK Parlophone label at the record show. And it's quite a lovely take on this very popular Righteous Brothers track. This has been On Target with yours truly, Maud Marty. Join me every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on The Face Radio. And please visit thefaceradio.com and donate to get a free gift and help to keep the station on the air. Until next time, keep the faith.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, baby. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling, 'cause it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Now you've started to criticize the things I do. It makes me just feel like crying, 'cause baby,